And invisible microplastics are these extremely small plastic particles, that is micro and particularly nanoplastics, that are invisible, yet they're extremely harmful. And in addition to that, they're very, very difficult to measure using traditional methodologies. And so, extending off of that, we can talk about some of the different ways that chemists and researchers employ to measure micro and nanoplastics. And some of these methodologies include things like Mu-Raman and Mu-FTIR, as well as mass spec-based techniques. Each of these different techniques has different pros and cons. For example, Mu-Raman, which is a microscopic technique, can accurately identify particles that are smaller in size, whereas Mu-FTIR can detect larger plastic particles. And finally, the pyrolysis gas chromatography mass spec-based technique can help quantify the mass of microplastics, but not necessarily the number or abundance of microplastics particles or their shape. So each of these different techniques provides us a different piece of information. And I think it's putting together the composite of different techniques that's important in understanding the impact of different aspects of microplastics. Because as Melissa alluded to earlier, it's not just the number of microplastics, it's also the shape, their chemical composition, etc., that is relevant to health outcomes.